The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Proposal Day, Tony. Do you remember when you proposed?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Of course I do. I got down on one knee, looked into my beloved's eyes, and I said, I think I just heard something pop.
That's not good. You were young. You were too young to have anything pop. You proposed, you were like 21 or 22, right?
I'm 23, I think, but I will tell you now, at the advanced age of 115, I mean, I can't even get up the stairs anymore. My hips are a disaster area. I need hip replacement surgery. I'm afraid of that. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Salvador Perez's record, Lane Kiffin's recruiting pitch, and more Ben Simmons drama. But we begin today with news out of Chicago that Andy Dalton is still hurt and will not start on Sunday. Rookie Justin Fields will get the ball when the Bears go to Cleveland as a 7-point underdog. Wilbon, your city, Chicago, has been clamoring for Fields all summer.
Yep.
Coach Matt Nagy reiterated today that Dalton will start when he's healthy. But if Fields succeeds, can they really go back to Dalton?
No, because Nagy, if Fields succeeds and he tries to go back to Dalton, first of all, he won't, okay? I mean, I don't think he's a terrific coach by any means, but he's a bright man, okay? Then he'll have to go to O'Hare International Airport and get the hell out of town, because that's what will happen.
Right.
And he's not stupid. He's not. So he's not going back to Andy Dalton if Fields plays well. Tony, I don't know the chances of that. I mean, I just watched Fields on Sunday. I mean, one of the early plays in that game, he was crawling around trying to keep a fumble from going about 60 yards the other way for a Bengals touchdown. All the rookie quarterbacks except the one in New England, they've not played all that well. They're rookie quarterbacks. And I love Fields, too. I'm clamoring for him to play. I'm not clamoring for him to start. He's got to play. The fascination, the obsession people have who talk about this with him starting, to me, is stop. He's got to play. And Tony, the team is not good enough to clamor that he has to be in there every snap. The offensive line is dreadful. The skill position players are really good. But this team is not good enough to think that Justin Fields, like some superhero, is going to save the franchise. People need to get a grip and pay attention to what they're looking at.
Yeah, so I agree with you that if Fields were to win this game on the road against a good team, you would never
Cleveland,
get him out of the lineup.
Cleveland,
that
Cleveland,
is not going to happen. I think the important part of this is the people who surround the quarterback. Mac Jones seems to have a very high comfort level in New England. He's also working for a long-tenured Hall of Fame coach and an offensive coordinator that people think is a great offensive coordinator. Zach Wilson with the Jets, Trevor Lawrence with Jacksonville, they're having a lot of trouble. They're throwing a lot of interceptions. They're working for staffs that are completely new. Completely new. This is the advantage I give to Justin Fields, that Nagy's been there for a few years. That is a coordinated coaching staff, and he's an offensive guy. I think Fields has a real chance, and I'll tell you something else, Mike. It's good to start on the road if it's your first game, because you don't want to be lousy and get booed at home.
Well,
that can be scarring. You go on the road to Cleveland, and you're an Ohio State guy, they might even like you. They might even root for you.
Let me just say this. Okay, we're not Philly. Okay, we're not booing Justin Fields. We're not. That doesn't work that way there. That's an I-95 thing. That's not our thing. Justin Fields will be supported. The question is, how is he going to be supported to the degree he needs to be on the field, in the pocket? Let's hope there is one, Tony. I've seen that offensive line. They played pretty well, actually, I thought, against Cincinnati. Tony, I hope that Justin Fields is great. I hope he's great for the next 12 to 15 years. Every Sunday, great. Leads us to many playoff games and a Super Bowl at least one. But, Tone, is that going to start like a march there in that direction on Sunday? I don't know. I just want the kid to be healthy, get through the game, and if you got to win, we'll throw a parade. That's what will happen. Now, We both said yesterday that the home run mark set by Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez was a big deal that deserved more attention than it was getting. On Monday night, Perez broke the record for most home runs in a season by a player who's worked at least 75% of his team's games at catcher. His 46 home runs passed 45 hit by Hall of Famer Johnny Bench in 1970, when you saw a look at him. But 15 of Perez's homers this season have come as DH. So, does he deserve more credit for this mark, or is he already getting too much credit?
So I think that the home run record for catchers is a really big deal because of the wear and tear on a catcher and a catcher's body. I don't think that I could say enough about Perez in this regard. That's more than Bench, that's more than Fisk, that's more than Berra, it's more than Campanella, it's more than Piazza, and it should be celebrated. But, and there's always a but, Mike, and I want to get the numbers right, 31 of his home runs are actually while catching. Johnny Bench hit 38 of his home runs while catching. Javi Lopez of the Braves in 2003 hit 42 home runs while catching. Mike Piazza twice went 40 or better while catching. So this is an important consideration for me. And it may require an asterisk for me, because if you hit 15 home runs, well, you're not even playing. Johnny Bench was on the field in position
first
in the National
base,
League
left field, right field.
For all of them.
Yep.
If you hit 15 while you're not actually playing, it may be too much credit.
Yeah, I don't. It may sound like nitpicking, Tony, but I'm with you. I mean, you know, I was around baseball enough to observe the work that catchers had to put in. Their bodies, the punishment they were put through. Tony, people don't even use the phrase anymore, tools of ignorance. Remember that phrase, the tools of ignorance?
I do.
That catchers
used to.
The mask
and
the mask and the stuff. The equipment was so much heavier that Johnny Bench wore than the equipment is now, that's made of fiberglass and all the stuff that Fisk wore and that Berra and Campanella. Yes. So this is not nitpicking. And sorry, we don't mean to discredit Mr. Perez. We don't. But if you're DHing 15 of those, it means you're not squatting. Remember how revolutionary it was when Manny Sanguin had his leg out? He had his leg split
one
out
leg
wide
out
so he could take the
knee.
Pressure off with the crouching. Yeah. And that was brilliant. But people don't realize how difficult it is anymore to catch.
So let's say this. It is the hardest position to play physically.
No question.
It is, your knees are screaming at the end of a game. By September, you're in constant pain. It is the most important position on the team other than pitcher. I revere catchers in everything that they do. And I don't think a catcher should play more than 125 out of 162. But I think it matters if you're getting home runs and you're not playing at all.
Yeah.
You know, 15
is
a lot
it
on
matters.
DH. I'm not discrediting him. I applaud him.
What he's done is incredible, but not as incredible as the other gentlemen that we have mentioned.
That's right.
Not yet.
That's right. Ben Simmons has reportedly told the 76ers he will not play for them ever again. Sixers coach Doc Rivers says the team will try to change Simmons' mind. But that may be just a play to drive the price for Simmons up from where it is now. Wilbon, should your Northwestern boy, Sixers GM Daryl Morey, lower his asking price and end this drama?
Well, I'm not going to tell Daryl to lower his asking price. You get what you get. If it can be driven up and you can get that, get it. Good. I mean, you know, Daryl knows how to negotiate deals. But Tony, I will say this. I think they have to deal him. I think they have to trade him. I mean, not only does we haven't heard his voice issue this demand. It's sourcing and there's news reporting, and it's reporting that is certainly accurate. I would deal him. And Tony, I just don't think he can exist in Philly when we go back to talking about cities where they will boo you. Cities where they'll take one look at you if they think you are not up to their level of play, of the standard, they'll boo you. They'll run you out of Philadelphia. I don't think this is good for Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons has a future, a big future still potentially. I think he can pursue that in many other cities. And I think the Philadelphia can probably get back, I don't know, at least 90 cents on the dollar. But I don't think Philadelphia is that place, do you?
No, I don't. I think he is now better served by a change of scenery in the way that Markelle Fultz was better served leaving Philadelphia and getting a change of scenery. I believe that Joel Embiid does not believe in Ben Simmons. I believe Doc Rivers does not believe in Ben Simmons. And I expect him to be traded. And now I will discuss where. And I don't know what the price is. Maybe he can't make a deal with Portland. Maybe Portland won't give up Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons. But I'm going to go local, Mike.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why the Washington Wizards should give up Bradley Beal
for Ben Simmons.
Should give up Bradley Beal. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Right now. Because with Bradley Beal and John Wall, they never won anything. And with Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, they didn't win anything.
Right.
And with Bradley Beal alone, they're not going to win anything. This guy, Ben Simmons, is a much better defender than Bradley Beal. He's a much better rebounder. He's a much better passer and will integrate more people on the team, and they will be happier. This is a trade that benefits both teams because, Mike, if Bradley Beal goes to the Sixers, they can win a title. He's what they need, and Ben Simmons is what 10 guys as rotational players need here. And if he's a better player with a change of scenery, he'll close out the game.
Well, Tony, I've got the same team. I've got the Wizards. The Wizards have done Tommy Shepard. Done such a good job over the summer, really the last two summers plus drafts. The Wizards are two quality players deep at every position. The Wizards have between, I don't know, at least 10, maybe 11th or 12th. They got players. And so Philadelphia needs players now because they're close. They got Joel Embiid. They're paying him big time. They can't just say, oh, like Sam Presti, give me draft picks forever and a day and we'll No. The process cannot restart now. I agree with you about the Wizards being the major partner. Maybe there has to be a three-teamer in there, a third team in there. But, wow, I wasn't thinking Bradley Beal. I just think, Tony, Simmons has to go. Because I don't think this can work for him in Philadelphia. I don't wish that on him. I don't wish the booing on him. I wish that he could get a fresh start and excel.
Make the straight-up deal
else.
Both teams benefit.
Bradley Beal.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Coming up, is Lane Kiffin doing too much in his attempt to recruit Arch Manning?
And then we have a legit fight at a boxing press conference. There was some hands flying there.
Don't you believe that Bradley Beal could help the Sixers win a title?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Time for a war of words. Let's get the first one from the producer over the loudspeaker.
It's blank that Lane Kiffin unfollowed everyone but Arch Manning on Instagram.
It's poker. Lane Kiffin has just put all his chips in the middle of the table, and he's trying to draw to an inside straight. He's trying to get Arch Manning, who is the grandson of Archie Manning, who went to Mississippi, is the nephew of Eli Manning, who went to Mississippi, who's the most highly recruited prospect at quarterback in the country, and he wants him, and he thinks that Ole Miss gives him that chance, and maybe it does. But you never want to put all your eggs in Lane Kiffin basket because he could leave Ole Miss tomorrow. He'd go back to USC. He could go to Florida State.
He
could go to UCLA. Who knows where he could go? Yeah. He could go anywhere, and the Mannings have to know that too.
You know, because it's Lane Kiffin, I'm going to use another P word, pathetic. It is, Tony. It's just pathetic. I mean, seriously? Are you a grown man? I mean, you're just going to roll over like this and say you can't just sort of do this straight up. And I know the object, primary object, is to get the newest Mr. Manning to take you to football heights. But, Tony, come on. I will tell you what's pathetic, too. The fact that during the Monday night listen, when Peyton joked with Pat McAfee, who was a West Virginia alum, that Arch was going to go to West Virginia. I bought it. I believed it. I believed Peyton. So, you know, he must have a really great poker face. I bought it over the TV, and I was stupid.
Next.
The scuffle between Canelo Alvarez and Caleb Plant was blank.
Real. It looked real to me. Canelo punched the guy in the face and drew blood underneath his eye. Mike, if this was staged, there would have been 20 guys on each side, and as soon as somebody cursed at somebody, they'd have jumped in.
Right.
They'd have held the fighter. There was nobody up there. That was, to me, that was an honest punch. Now, I don't know the guy Canelo is fighting at all.
Right.
But I know Canelo. He is a terrific fighter.
He is.
And not only is he a terrific fighter, but when he got popped on a PED situation, I think it was, or some sort of banned substance, he said it came from tainted meat in Mexico. Tainted meat. I love it. That's the Big 12. Tainted meat.
Tony, you know, I'm going to say that it was well done, so I'm sort of like you. I was convinced. I'm not sure it's real, but I was convinced in the moment it was. So well done. But I got to go back to something you might remember. All of this stuff, all this modern entertainment was created around boxing by Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. And in the doc that's on now that you must watch, you know, Ken Burns' doc on PBS, it recounts Ali, Cassius Clay at the time, driving in the middle of the night to Sonny Liston's house. Talk about a promotion. Drove the sedan up to Sonny Liston's door. Liston comes out in his robe and has to be prevented from killing Ali. And Ali is standing and screaming at him in the driveway with the lights on. Do you remember this? I know you were just a kid, but oh my God, how great is that? That's real.
The most self-aware athlete of all time. He was.
The greatest promotion ever.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, what will the Dolphins do without Tua? They better get used to that.
Yeah, seems like it. And will the Cardinals beat the Brewers tonight for their 11th straight win? The Cardinals are just wrecking people.
I'll tell you what I remember. I remember going up to Deer Lake and doing a story for the New York Times on Ali at his training camp.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember him with...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Carlos Correa. The Houston Astros shortstop ranks as the number 3 villain left on the team, slightly behind Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman. Correa is one of only 5 Astros remaining from the 2017 World Series champions who were exposed for cheating. Correa will become a free agent after this season, and we wonder if he will follow George Springer out of town or stay and face whatever music is still playing. Correa was the number 1 overall pick in the baseball draft in 2012 and the American League Rookie of the Year in 2015. He's a 2-time All-Star and one of the main reasons the Astros, or rather, quietly having another excellent season. They have the second best record in the American League and the second best run differential in all of baseball, plus +211. Correa is batting 280 with 24 homers and 85 RBI.
Tony, I know I'm not going to ultimately wind up rooting for the Astros, but I admit going into the playoffs, I'm curious. They got that great lineup. Whenever they have to stick some young guy in there, it seems the scouts have done an A-plus job, their scouts have, at finding some diamond. And there's a weird appeal to the Astros for me. I probably shouldn't admit it.
I understand that. I do. Happy anniversary, Taylor Heinicke. On this day 9 years ago, Heinicke set a 1AA record when he passed for 730 yards and led Old Dominion to a 64-61 win over New Hampshire. Heinicke completed 55 of 79 attempts. He also ran for 61 yards and a touchdown. He then kicked around the NFL with four different organizations and was a backup in the XFL briefly, as was the XFL. Last year, Heinicke was back at Old Dominion taking online math courses when he got a call from Washington to be their quarantine quarterback. 3 weeks later, after one guy got hurt and one guy got cut, Heinicke was on the field. He quarterbacked Washington in the wild card loss to Tampa Bay. This year, he was backing up Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he stepped in when Fitzpatrick got drilled in week one. Last Thursday, Heinicke threw for 336 and two touchdowns when Washington beat the Giants. Heinicke's story is wildly improbable and bizarrely underreported.
It is underreported, Tony, but don't you think that is in large part because nobody wants to attach themselves outside of Washington to the Washington football team because of its own history over the last 10 years, maybe 20 now. People just don't want to get involved with them. They don't believe in them.
Maybe. Happy trails to a win for the Orioles. Baltimore was up 2-1 in the 10th last night, and the Phillies had the tying run on third. With two out, Baltimore elected to intentionally walk Bryce Harper and put the winning run on base. Why would you do that? Because Harper is having an MVP-type season, and he has the highest OPS in all of baseball, and he already had two hits in the game. Baltimore chose to pitch to JT Realmuto, who burned them with a two-run triple to right. Harper came all the way around from first, his helmet off, his hair flying, and slid headfirst for the winning run, keeping the Phillies three games behind Atlanta in the race for the NL East. Baltimore's mistake wasn't walking Harper. It was not walking Realmuto to load the bases because standing in the on-deck circle was Andrew Knapp, who was hitting 158.
Yeah, but they could have pitch hit for him because he hadn't been announced, and you could be trying to sort of, you know, do the intentional walk. You could be. That pitch was outside. I want to know from you, who are you rooting for between Atlanta and Philly? I mean, given that Harper left your team, just left you guys at the altar, what are you feeling like here?
Yeah, I mean, I've come to like Freddie Freeman a lot over the years because he beats the Nats like crazy. I think he's classy. One omission. The Timberwolves fired team president Gerson Rosas. Wow. Hope I said
days
that right.
Camp.
Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Tua has fractured ribs. Will not play against the Raiders on Sunday. Is that a big deal?
It is a big deal, Tony, in that you don't want to be without your starting quarterback. It sort of isn't in that you kind of know he's going to get hurt. I hate saying that, but Ben Roethlisberger has an injured left pec, but says he'll do everything he can to play against the Bengals. Your thoughts?
That's a division game, and Roethlisberger thinks they can and should beat Cincinnati, and he wants to be out there for it. Mike Tomlin says everyone on the competition committee, everyone agreed that taunting had to be addressed. Are you surprised?
Yeah, but you know what? Then somebody, you know, should have had enough in him to stand up and say, let's reconsider this. This seems a little bit lazy and predictable. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, they had dinner Monday. Is that significant?
Did they have dinner in the same room or at the same table? Are they going to play together? That would be something.
Last one.
The Cardinals go for their 11th win in a row tonight in Milwaukee. Do you like their chances?
You know I'm not going against the boogeyman. I've already stated my position on this. Hate them as I do.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, SportsCenter, Tone.
Billy Peel shout out, club champion at Columbia, Mike.